We're going to be joined right off the top of the show by Justin Simmons, who is, of course, now no longer a rookie, as we talked to him last year about this time during training camp. How are you, Justin?
Dave, I'm doing Logan. Well. How are you doing?
Man. Good to see you. So how much different is this camp for you as opposed to what you experienced last year so far?
Yeah, no, it's a lot different. You know, last year coming out, not really knowing what to expect, you know, just not trying to make mistakes, make sure I'm in the right spot. Now this year, you know, it's all about making plays, you know, having the mentality that, you know, only one play away from starting. And so my reps have to be perfect, you know, both physically and mentally. And so that, you know, that's the transition that I'm working through now. And it's been great.
Have you seen sort of your role as best you can tell? Redefined it all this year with Joe Woods now as the coordinator, as opposed to kind of where they had you last year?
Not so much. You know, I feel like, you know, a lot of the defensive schemes and such are about the same, and so that puts my role very similar to last year's role, as far as, you know, coming in on those third downs or you know, whatever else it may be, and then, you know, obviously contribute on special teams as well, and you know, doing whatever we can to help the team.
You know, you look when you are on the sideline, let's just say in the defense, and you're not in the game, between Darian Stewart and TJ Ward, I mean, which one of those two guys do you focus on more? Or you try to watch them both? I mean, where are your eyes in a regular season game when you might not be involved in that particular play?
Yeah, well, it all depends. I mean, typically what I do is I watch my specific position at the free safety on the field. Then we go in the meeting rooms, or when I'm watching film later, you know, I'll go back and I'll make sure that I'm watching, you know, the strong safety position as well, to make sure that, you know, whether I do get thrown into the strong safety position or, you know, whatever it may be, that I know that just as well as I know the free safety spot. So my eyes are just constantly on both of them throughout the day, and then going back and, you know, watching whatever else on film.
How'd you spend the first offseason as an NFL player? Talk to us a little bit about how, from the last game when the Raiders and the Broncos played here in Denver until you guys had the first OTAs, what did Justin Simmons do?
Yeah, so I actually wasn't sure. You know I was expecting to be in the postseason, obviously, like a bunch of these guys. And so a lot of these guys aren't used to that much time off. So I went around and I asked a bunch of guys. I'm like, you know, what are you guys going to be doing? And a bunch of them, you know, rested for the first month and a half. And so I went ahead and did that. You know, saw a bunch of friends and family all around the U.S. and, you know, tried to catch up as much as I could, obviously being busy throughout the season. And then after that, it just got back to, you know, to grind time, making sure that, you know, I'm in shape. So when we come back to OTAs, you know, it's ready to go, start transitioning to OTAs and then to the to camp and then preseason, then, you know, regular season and so on.
Justin Simmons is our guest, second-year player out of Boston College, 1204 on Orange and Blue 760. I want to ask you now, going into this camp, you know, I remember back as a player, when you are presented an opportunity to start, you look at things a little bit differently when you come to camp. It's not that they don't consider you a starter, because in certain packages you're going to be on the field as a starter. Do you look at this camp and opportunities for you any differently than you did last year when, in essence, you were just trying to make the team?
Yeah, no, a lot differently. And that's kind of what I was alluding to earlier, is like, you know, I was coming in as a rookie last year, not knowing what to expect. Obviously, I'm fighting for a spot on the team. You know, being drafted and whatever else really wasn't in my head. It was like, all right, I'm out here, I got to compete, I got to earn my spot.
Right.
Then as the regular season went on, you know, I kind of found my groove into like, okay, this is my role on the team. And now I already know that role, and now it's just maximizing that. And like you said, I'm one play away from, you know, from being a starter. And in some packages, essentially, I am a starter. And so that's the mindset that, you know, TJ, Stu, Akib, you know, Chris, Roby, those guys have, and that, you know, they're instilling on, like, myself, Will, and a bunch of the other younger guys, and that's, you know, the mentality that we got to make sure we have week in and week out.
Who's the leader in your room?
It's definitely Akib and TJ. You know, those guys are definitely, you know, the more vocal leaders. You know, they lead by example as well, and they just do it all for us. You know, they get the excitement going in practice. You know, they're always making the big plays when it counts, and so I'd definitely say those guys.
Last thought, and we appreciate you stopping. Or have you done your lift?
Earlier, yep.
You did earlier this morning. Okay,
yeah, yep.
Okay, good for you. So, last thought, as you enter this camp, what couple of things individually have you, because I know players do this, have you focused on and said, you know what, these couple of things I absolutely want to get better, or even in the offseason, what was the mindset in terms of individual improvement? And collectively, as a defense, what do you think a couple of things that you guys have to get better at this year?
Yeah, I mean, number one is obviously the run defense. Everyone likes to blame, the linemen or the linebackers. But stopping the run is all 11 guys to the football. And so that puts pressure on us just as much as it does the linemen and the linebackers. And so
that involves safeties.
Exactly. That's goal number one. That's been focus number one throughout throughout camp and even through OTAs when we were working on it is making sure I know my run fits, making sure we know where we're supposed to be, leveraging the ball the right way, making sure that we're getting to the football. That's just been the number one goal throughout camp and earlier in OTAs.
So. How about individually? Do you have a couple things you knew you wanted to work on?
Yeah, no, and that for individually as well, that was number one for
tackling.
Me. Making sure that, I continue to show strong tackling, that I can play in the box, get linemen off of me or fullbacks or tight ends or, whatever it may be, to make sure that, when you're down the box, you get to the ball and keep improving on that.
Man, I appreciate you coming by.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Juwan battling as he always does in training camp, had an excellent game Saturday night in San Francisco. Had a touchdown run and really has had a good camp. Hey, Juwan, it's Dave Logan and Brandon Cristall. Thanks for your time. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
Doing good. So how would you assess him? You're used to this, right? I mean, you come into camp and everybody talks about everybody else and you just do your thing and find a way to make it on the team. I mean, how would you assess this year's camp for you?
A little more opportunity than last year. Last year I was in a position where I was trying to play two positions, but the odds were not in my favor. I feel like I have more of a chance this year, even though we have a lot of veterans that have come in with Jamal Charles and Stephen Ridley. I mean, those guys have good resumes, so, I mean, I still have a good chance, but I feel like it's better odds for me not having to do two positions, focus more on running back and as well as special teams.
I mean, you're a powerful guy for sure. Does this offense, the new offense, and I know realistically – NFL teams run very similar concepts in the running game, but does the Mike McCoy offense, for lack of a better way to describe it, does it fit your skill set maybe a little better?
Yeah, I mean, it fits way better. I mean, this is what I ran my rookie year with Peyton as well. So, I mean, I'm used to some of the calls that I've been hearing. Pretty much the same offense from 2014 that I came into. It's just forgetting some of the old Kubiak offense stuff, trying to get away from some of that and focus on this one now. Because, I mean, I did have that for 2 years versus the 1 year I had with Peyton in that offense in 14. So, I mean, it's similar to what I had before, so it's just all coming back to me.
Broncos running back Juwan Thompson, our guest on Orange and Blue 760. I'm Dave Logan. Let me ask you, if you're not the starting running back on an NFL team, what three or four characteristics are most important to have in order to make sure you're on that 53-man roster?
You're not the starter. I mean, you still have to know everything that's going on in the game plan offensively just in case the starter goes out, because you never know. You could be a second, third back, but at any given time, backs go down. So you want to know that offense in and out. Besides knowing the offense and being able to run the ball, you have to be able to pass protect and understand when blitzes are coming. And then most importantly is special teams. That's what it comes down to, because, I mean, you can't just be an offensive guy. Even if you're not the first back, that second back sometimes has to do special teams. And if you're not the second back, you're really all special teams first and foremost until your opportunity comes.
Talk about the you mentioned pass protection. And for guys coming out of college, I remember back when I played, running backs, even back then, we didn't throw it nearly as much as you guys throw it today, but running backs, guys that I was friends with, they all said the pass protection is maybe the biggest difference from college football to pro football for a running back, and that was back in the mid-70s to mid-80s. I mean, is that a fair statement today? Is it that much of a difference from college to pro football in terms of the protection schemes?
Yeah, I feel like it's pretty – it's a big difference. I mean, it all comes down to what school you came from, but I still feel like it's a big difference. I mean, a lot of defenses disguise things very well. You never know when you have to go backside in certain situations. There's so many more different protections. College, there was just a handful of protections, so they were easy to come across, or the guy was right in front of you. So it wasn't too much to really look at. Now you're looking at all over the field, as well as specific keys to that defense that they might give away. But there is subtle differences with the transition from college to the NFL as far as pass protection.
Juwan Thompson, our guest, last couple of questions for you. You know, this team with basically a new offensive staff. I mean, Eric Studisville still the running back coach. Tech Tolbert still the receiver coach. But a lot of other faces have changed. In your mind, when the Broncos faced the Chargers on September 11th, the home opener, regular season opener on that Monday night, and people going to the game, sitting in the stands, cheering for the Broncos, and they look at the offense, what maybe two or three things will be most different from what they see that Monday night in terms of what they saw or compared to what they saw the last few years?
Man, it's a difference in offense. I mean, we're 50-50 when it comes to running pass. I mean, we're not just dominant on the run, but, I mean, if we're having a lot of success with the run, we'll go with the run. Success with the pass, we'll go that route. I mean, and then special things-wise, I mean, Brock is a great special teams coordinator, came from Kansas City, and they had a lot of success out there. So, I mean, we're going to pick it up in that department as well. And I feel like with defense, I mean, we're getting better, especially interior. So, mm-hmm. I feel like there's a lot of different pieces that we're able to pick up over this offseason that a lot of people will see in that first home opener and just be shocked.
You know, I thought it was interesting that Coach Joseph, in one of the first times I had a chance to sit down and talk to him, before camp started, I said, hey, what couple of things do you want to get accomplished in this camp? And he was really forthright and quite honest. He said, physicality. We want to be a team that up front moves the line of scrimmage and obviously stops the run. I mean, you've been in enough camps now. Is there a different mindset, as you see it, with respect to the physicality that the offense is trying to bring this year?
Yeah, of course. I mean, we're trying to get movement off the line of scrimmage right away. I mean, even if we just run straight ahead, pick up 2-3 yards just off the movement of the line itself. I mean, Coach Joseph has just been doing a great job of making sure that we understand how to really play and pass, because that's the way the game is played. I mean, yeah, at days they give us a bone, but at times we have to strap it up. And, yeah, it's going to be tough going out there and pass against your own guys, but we learn how to practice in them and become more and more successful going against each other in the trenches.
Hey, Juwan, last question. Press conference today at 1:15. We're guessing that Coach Joseph is going to name Trevor Siemian the starting quarterback. I won't ask you in terms of whether you think that's true or not, but as a veteran player, would you like to see somebody named as a starter today and then get ready and sort of move toward the regular season, or does it really matter to you if it's named today or not?
I mean, I'm not really paying attention to the whole quarterback competition situation. I mean, it's a good deal for them to really figure out. I mean, it takes time because that's who's going to carry your team first and foremost. So,
right.
As long as the coaches need to take that time to make a great decision for our team, I mean, take your time with it. We only have 2 more weeks. Well, really, probably only a week, because you got to get started on that season opener. So, I mean, we're going to see what they announce. I'm not sure, but, I mean, right now, all I can do is worry about what I can do for this team right now and make the 53.
I'm guessing that Vance Joseph is not going to stand up at 1:15 and say, hey, this will be a bit of a surprise, but we're moving Juwan Thompson to quarterback. We're going to see what he can do against the Packers.
I mean, it's a possibility, but we're going to have to change the offense up probably a little bit. But, I mean, I take it on the best way that I can.
Yeah,
I understand the offense enough to call the plays.
You can get in that Wildcat and snap it and, you know, bring a guy in motion, ride that guy a little bit and keep it. He'd be all right.
Yeah, that's a possibility. I mean, hopefully.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, Juwan, you've been kind with your time. Appreciate that. We'll look forward to seeing you soon.
All right, thank you. Have a good one.
You bet. That's Juwan Thompson.
And we welcome in Mike List now, our Broncos insider. From 9 News, he always is presented by Coloradans for Responsible Energy Development. Learn the facts at cred.org. Well, Mike, it's Tyler and Andy. Good morning to you first and foremost. And is today the day where we end some of the drama that's followed us all off season long?
I believe so. I think so. I hope so. It's time. You know, it's been 7 months and 9 days now. And it's been quite the competition. I thought Paxton definitely had his moments where it looked like he was a number one starter. But I think we all saw when it really came down to it on Saturday in Santa Clara that it was all Trevor Siemian. And Pexton did some good things. You know, he ran, off script. When the first read wasn't there, he took off running, and he's a good runner. He does make plays with his legs. So I think they could massage the playbook in a way that Paxton could come in and win a couple games for him. I'm not sure he can beat the New England Patriots, but not a whole lot of people can. But, I think it's pretty clear that Trevor Siemian just feels the game better. He sees it better. He throws the ball better. And that's why I think Trevor Siemian will be the quarterback.
Well, Mike, let me ask you, you're kind of vague there. You believe so, you hope so, you think so. What leads you to believe that today we might get an answer?
Well, because it's obvious. First of all, it is obvious to everyone. And two, Vance Joseph has a 1:15 press conference. They didn't necessarily have to have a press conference. They're now, they're saying it's just a weekly press conference and that starts this week.
So this is unusual.
Well, it's the first time this year. Maybe it won't be unusual from now on. Maybe there is a game after press conference. It was interesting that it comes today. I think everybody wants to have this go forward. The Green Bay game is an important game as far as preseason goes. This is when the starters actually get their final tune-up, in many cases, their only tune-up. And, you got to have the guy who's going to quarterback against the Chargers on September 11th, you got to have him out there working the offense here because, frankly, overall, the offense still needs work. I mean, once they decide on their quarterback, they got to really get down to business on this offense. It's not exactly a well-oiled machine right now, and it has to get there by the time they play the Chargers. So, that's the other reason. And the other thing, guys, any time they take after today to before they make the announcement is wasted time. Nothing's going to change. I mean, Paxton Lynch isn't all of a sudden going to start processing the game and start, going through his first, second, and third progressions, and then finding the open guy on the left side. I mean, that's not going to happen. He's had almost 2 years of doing this, and sometimes it takes a quarterback 3 years. I think the Broncos hope it takes him. He's ready to go next year, but for right now, it looks like Paxton Lynch is that hot prospect who needs a little more time in the minors.
We're all talking about it like this is a no-brainer. It's going to be Trevor, and it's probably going to happen even today. But Demaryius Thomas had a intriguing quote on Pro Football Talk that they broke down and they analyzed it, reading the tea leaves, that they felt like Demaryius Thomas was hinting that he thought Paxton Lynch would be the quarterback. I'm going to read this quote to you. And I'm curious your take on it, whether it was just just give me your take after I read it and what it means.
Right.
Okay, so he said he's referring to Trevor Siemian's performance, and he said he did a good job. He took the team down on his first drive and scored a touchdown. We need depth at every position, and he was able to go out and do his thing. Now, they're reading some tea leaves in there because he referred to Trevor Siemian as doing a good job and the fact that we need depth at that spot. Are you seeing anything there? Do you think that that's just a lack of careful words on DT's part? I mean, break that down for me. What does that mean from DT's perspective?
Yeah, I think all these guys don't know exactly what to say about the quarterback position.
Yeah, right. You can't win.
They've all been coached up to say, let the coach handle it. It would have been interesting if Emmanuel Sanders played in the game because he's one guy that might have just said, it's clear to everybody it's Trevor. Demaryius probably didn't know what to say, and that's what he came up with. He was trying to be fair.
He's measuring his words.
Yes, he was measuring his words. It's going to be Trevor Siemian. There's no ifs, and buts about it. They were intrigued upstairs, from what I heard. They were intrigued by the improv that Paxton Lynch gives to a team. That's, you know, you can see where John Elway likes that aspect of his game. That's how John Elway played. John Elway believes that almost that a quarterback has to be multidimensional in order to move the chains. You know, Elway, there were times in two-minute drills with Elway, and, you know, we all know about all his comeback wins. I used to say this was not an uncommon comeback for John Elway. Incomplete, scramble for a first down on fourth down. Incomplete, complete a pass on fourth down. And so you're now at about a minute 10 to go. You're at midfield, first and 10, and Elway's like 1 out of 7 or 1 out of 6. His stats may not look good, but because he can do so many things, he's able to move the ball. And that's the type of dimension that Paxton Lynch gives them, providing, you know, the 3 carries for 27 yards, 9 yards a rush is good. 9 out of 13 for 39 yards, 3 yards a pass attempt is not good. So the passing part of this game has to come on.
Well, and the problem is you saw the blitz when they figured out, okay, he's running a lot, and they got to him right away. They gave him no exit points anymore, and it looked like on the one where he got sacked where the Niners just adjusted. Mike, you know what? It is fascinating as far as this whole thing. Hopefully we get the answer, and I guess, although I don't know, I guess it's been great for talk radio. I don't know what we'll do when all of a sudden Trevor has been named the quarterback. We'll have to figure out something else to talk about for 5 hours every day.
Well,
but
as soon as he throws an interception, he can say they should have gone with Lynch.
Yeah, well, it'll be on again. The minute they lose a game and people feel it's Trevor's fault, it'll all start up again. What do you think? Tyler and I kind of been having more of a lively debate, shall we say, at the running back position, because I really like Stephen Ridley. And it does seem like there's a desire to keep Jamaal Charles on this team, but I think it'd be a real shame to cut Ridley and have him get picked up by somebody else, which I think would happen, and then find out Jamaal Charles' knee can't hold up. What do you think the plan is this week for Charles?
Charles will play 10 to 12 plays against the Green Bay Packers, and if he comes out of it healthy, he will be on the team. Ridley is here as an insurance policy. He needs an injury. He needs maybe Jamaal Charles if he comes out of this game all banged up, you know, a hamstring, his knee sore, if that type of thing happens and the Broncos are concerned that he can make it through an NFL grind, 16-game season, then, yeah, maybe Ridley. But Ridley right now is on the outside looking in, waiting to see what happens with Jamaal Charles.
What about with Booker? What about with Booker starting the season on the PUP? Will that change anything for Stephen Ridley?
You know, that's if he starts on PUP, I guess that would open up a spot for him. That would be a possibility. I've not heard the PUP for Devontae Booker.
I don't know that. I'm just saying in theory there. I think there's a lot of guys that could start the season on the PUP.
But there are.
Okay, no. let me ask you about the offensive line here. I'm going to give you 3 names, and I want you to tell me which one, if any, makes the team. Ty Sambrallo, okay. Michael Schofield, Billy Turner.
They all have their work cut out for them. I thought Billy Turner was looking good, but now Connor McGovern might have something to say about that, and Max Garcia also.
And Alan Barber.
Alan Barber looks like Alan Barber is going to be the starter.
Okay.
And then if he is, what do you do with about Max and Connor McGovern and Billy Turner? It's hard to keep all 3 of those
What
guys.
Do you do about Max? Let's start there. I mean, what, you got any idea of what you think will happen with him?
No, I mean, you know, you hate to give up on a prospect like that. I mean, he's basically a 1.5-year starter, 4th-round draft pick. I still think he's got a lot of upside. You know, he's a strong guy. From what I understand, his technique still needs work, and he's in year 3. I think they thought he'd be a little more advanced than he is, but I would think they stick with him and McGovern, and so that's why I would hope anyway, and that's why I think maybe Billy Turner, while he was having a heck of a camp and he's having a good preseason, I know they would like to keep Billy Turner around, and we'll have to see how that, how those last three pieces of the 53-man puzzle come together.
You think it's going to be eight or nine at that spot at offensive line?
At offensive line? Right now, I'm going to say if Barber's the starter, I'm going to say nine, maybe even ten. Because Stevenson, if you want to keep Sombrilo, you don't want to get rid of Sombrilo as a second-round draft pick. They've got some interesting decisions to make, that's for sure. That's going to be one of the tougher spots. A name guy, like you said, Michael Schofield, it's hard for me to believe. I'm having trouble digesting the fact that he started basically with 13. He was a 16-game starter, 17-game starter, counting playoffs, postseason, and the Super Bowl run at right tackle. 16-game starter last year at right guard. And now he's going to be waived on the scrap heap. That's hard for me to grasp. There's still time for all these guys. There's still time. That's why I'd rather you ask me who's going to get cut in another week or so.
Well, we do have the all important third preseason game coming up this Saturday. Mike, we appreciate the time today, and we'll look forward to speaking with you in the next couple days, because we know headlines are bound to happen by this afternoon.
Yep, I'm sure they are, and I've got three pairs of sunglasses. Will that work for
you? Baby. You ought to sell a couple.
Well, I don't have eclipse glasses. I just got sunglasses, so I'm hoping three. If I wear three of them, it'll be okay.
Wear a pair of sunglasses and one of those big floppy derby hats, and I think you'll be okay.
All right, good.
There it is. All right. That's Mike Kliss, our insider.
Thanks,
from
Mike.
9 News. We always appreciate his time. He's brought to you by Coloradans for Responsible Energy Development. Learn the facts at cred.org.
Decided on making Trevor Siemian our quarterback. That being said, you know, both guys competed hard. You know, both guys wanted the job. I was pleased with both guys. But overall, the operation of the entire offense, decision-making, ball placement was more consistent with Trevor. That's why he won the job. I met with those guys this morning. They understood that. We just finished our team meeting, so everyone's on the same page. You know, we're all going to support Pax moving forward. He's a young player. He's got a bright future still. And in my opinion, you know, we have two quarterbacks. You know, most teams can't say that, and I truly believe that we do have two guys. You know, so whoever would have played, I would have felt comfortable with, but Trevor was more consistent with what we asked those guys to do as a starting quarterback. Questions?
Aside from injury, is there any other set of circumstances that would take Trevor out of that role this year?
No. You know, it's a huge deal to name a starter at any position. So it's a permanent decision. Now, obviously, outside of injury, that's different. But as far as Trevor being our guy, he's our guy. You know, that's why, you know, time was not a issue. It was just getting it right so we're not backpedaling in 2 weeks. So Trevor is the guy.
Vance, when training camp started, John Elway said, when you make your decision, he said, I believe there will be a clear-cut winner.
Yes.
Was Siemian the clear-cut winner?
Yes, he was. You know, when you watch, you know, all of the game tape from the last 2 weeks and the training camp and OTAs, you know, it was a full evaluation. He was the clear-cut winner. You know, that being said, I mean, Trevor had a chance to be an NFL starter, you know, for a whole year and to face NFL defenses, and Paxton has not had that chance. You know, so he had a up as far as the experience part. So, yeah, I mean, it was separation.
Vance, how did both Trevor and Paxton taste the news?
Well, Trevor was obviously excited. I mean, that's a huge deal for him, you know, being a seven-round pick and being an NFL starter. You know, and winning the job 2 weeks and two years in a row, that's a tough deal. You know, and Paxton disappointed, but he understood he's going to support Trevor. And moving forward, he knows that he's one play from playing. So, you know, he can't lose his enthusiasm to, you know, keep getting better as a quarterback. You know, and that's a big deal for him. Just keep his focus and you know, be a good teammate and keep working.
When did you make the decision? Was there a meeting with other people in the front office, whether it was John or the other coaches?
Absolutely. It was our decision. It wasn't solely mine. With John, Matt Russell, Mike, Billy Muss, you know, so it was our decision.
Vince, this offense was supposed to play better to Paxton's strengths.
Sure.
So what's holding him back?
What's holding him back is probably experience. You know, it's tough to play quarterback in this league. You know, a lot goes into it, and it's not simply about how tall you are or your arm strength, you know, how fast you run. It's different factors that go into being an NFL quarterback. As far as the system, you know, Mike built the system for both guys. You know, so it wasn't built for Paxton. It was built for the quarterback. You know, so what's holding him back is probably experience.
What do you want to see from Trevor now that he's the guy in terms of kind of taking the reins, being in charge? I mean, what's now the next step for him?
Well, as far as taking the reins, I want Trevor to be himself. You know, I mean, he's a bright guy. He's focused. You know, Trevor gets no credit for being a guy with a great arm. I mean, he's got a great arm. You know, and that's never been talked about, you know, as far as Trevor's arm talent, but he's got a great arm. Just be yourself, Trevor. You know, use your weapons, you know, be a leader and play good football for us. Just be Trevor. That's all we want.
Was there a point where, was it close, and then was there a point for you where it really broke off? You said there was a divide, you were going to call it up.
Yeah. It was close, in my opinion, probably mid-camp, you know, when Paxton was making, huge strides, fast. But I said the games were going to be, you know, an important piece, and the games were. And in my opinion, Trevor played better than Paxton in the actual games.
How can Paxton continue to develop without playing them, without getting to play experience?
Well, that's on the coaches, and that's doing practice, and that's doing the shape of the week, you know. And it's tough, you know, when you're a backup to gain game experience, you can't because you're the backup player, but as far as how we coach him, you know, that won't change. And as far as his reps in practice, that won't change. So the more he plays, the better he will be as a quarterback.
When a team takes a guy in the first round, I think it's safe to say there's an expectation the guy's going to play pretty quickly. From an organizational standpoint,
right,
is it somewhat disappointing that your first-round pick has now lost the job 2 years in a row?
I would say no, because it's a performance-based business, not potential. You know, and, you know, we're playing Green Bay this week, and Aaron Rodgers didn't play for a long time. Now, it's behind, you know, Favre, a real guy like that. But still, you know, I don't believe that. And I don't believe that. I mean, he's a guy with rare talent, you know, and with time, you know, he will be a good quarterback. But right now, I think Trevor's the best guy for our team. You know, now, if he played this year in week 6 or 7, it could be different. But at this moment right now, Trevor's the best guy for our team moving forward.
How important was it to make this decision before Saturday's game so that everybody on the team knows going into that third preseason game?
It was important, you know, and again, it was separation. So it was time to make the decision for everyone, you know, for those two guys and for the team and for the coaches. So, yeah, I mean, it was definitely important. Your third game in preseason is the game that you use as a gauge for your in-season game planning. So, absolutely, it was important to make it now, if it was clear, and it was.
And just to clarify, when was the official decision made?
Today.
Today.
Yeah.
Coach, is there any concern about Paxton checking out? Do you have a plan for him to stay out?
No. He's going to be fine. He has great teammates. You know, Trevor and Paxton are really close. You know, they're buddies, so I don't foresee him checking out. You know, we have great coaches on this staff, and to keep him involved, you know, won't be hard. Again, he's one play from playing again. I mean, every guy on our team who's a backup who battled for a job, it's disappointing. Absolutely it is, but you're one play from being back into action. And when he plays again, okay, it's going to be obviously important. So who knows when he plays, but when he does, it's going to be critical. He plays well.
Is Paxton in a backup battle with Slaughter?
He is not.
How did the team react? You talked about how Paxton and Trevor reacted. How did the team react?
The team was okay, you know. Obviously, they knew it was going to come down, you know, eventually. You know, so they're prepared for it. And, you know, and watching the reactions in the room, it wasn't a, you know, a wild surprise kind of. It was kind of, okay, Trevor's the guy. You know, we're going to support Trevor Impact and move forward.
When you made the decision, was there a lot of discussion amongst the group, or was it pretty obvious to everyone, Simeon's the guy?
It was discussion because, you know, obviously it was a 4 to 5 month evaluation. And when you watch Paxton's physical traits, you know, I mean, they're fun to watch. So for a coach, they have a 6'5" guy with a big arm who can run zone read and scramble, and that's exciting for us, you know, so it was close.
So what is the plan for the third preseason game? Is it Trevor will play the first half?
Trevor will play the first half, and the second half will be all Paxton probably.
Vanceman, Paxton was drafted. The consensus among scouts was that, you know, he's a project, be 2 to 3 years, maybe. Mm-hmm. Do you think he's right where he should be on his developmental work?
I can't say, you know, I can't say that. But, you know, he is a guy that's, again, has rare talent, and he works at it. He does work at it, you know, and some guys need more time. I mean, he's a young player, you know, so in a year or two, I mean, he may be ready to take over the reins, but right now he's not. But, you know, that's hard to answer. Hard to answer.
Trevor to blossom now that this competition's over. He's won the job, 2 different coaching mm-hmm. staffs, 2 different playbooks, so
yeah,
to speak.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Trevor gets no credit again for his arm talent. You know, he won 9 games last year and, you know, probably could have won, you know, 10 or 11. So I'm excited about Trevor protecting him more, you know, than we did last year, running the football better, you know, and continue to play great defense. You know, I think he fits the bill for us.
Can a coach ever – make a decision other than, especially at quarterback, who gives you the best chance to win the next game?
You can't. It's all about performance, not potential. And Trevor is ready to lead our football team. You know, we've got, you know, 2 receivers that are, you know, all pro caliber. We've got a great backfield. We fixed the offensive line. So we need a guy who can operate, you know, at a high level all the time.
In your mind, do you think Trevor doesn't get the credit because he is a 7th round pick?
Absolutely. Absolutely, he does not get the credit. But you watch Trevor play the position, and I've talked to numerous NFL coaches, and it's all the same. He's a pretty good quarterback in this league.
Is your number 3 quarterback in the building right now, do you think, likely to be in your building in light of Chad Kelly being hurt? And,
right.
Slower, you know.
Well, we're going to carry only 2 okay. on the roster. So the 3rd guy is in the building right now. I think it's Kyle. And hopefully it's Kyle.
Did you make any other decisions on the line yet regarding this week? Regarding
Garrett Bowles is going to be the left tackle, right, for sure. I mean, he's won that job. But the left guard is still open between Max Garcia and Barber. You know, so those guys will split time this week in the first half and probably some in the 3rd quarter.
Anything else for the coach?
And it's not you're not thinking of moving Leary?
We're not. Nope.
He's
played really well at right, so he'll be right for right now.
Vance, did you meet with both quarterbacks and give them the word personally, and how did they react?
I did. You know, Trevor, again, excited. Paxton disappointed. But they were both in good spirits. You know, Paxton's happy for Trevor. You know, Trevor's got to support Paxton. So, again, they're 2 good guys, you know, and it's hard. You know, I've been there before, and that's difficult when you work, and don't win the job. It's disappointing.
During the preseason games and going forward, will there be a difference in the way you call plays depending on who the quarterback is?
Yeah, I would say so, you know, but you know, every game plan is going to be different, but I would say so because, you know, Paxton and Trevor's strengths are so different. You know, so, you know, what Trevor's good at, Paxton wasn't as good at, you know, and obviously Paxton being a move guy with boots and zone read stuff, that's not Trevor's deal, so absolutely, it's going to be different game plans per opponent and per player.
Trevor was characterized as a fairly conservative quarterback last year, akin to his nature, if you will. Do you see that happening again this year, or do you think you might open things up a little bit more?
I don't see that at all. You know, and watching him last year, I didn't see that. It's different offense last year. It was more of a West Coast offense. It was more of a touchdown, check down offense, and more of a power run game, you know, a zone run game. So, you know, this deal's different. It's more one back. It's more spread stuff. So, naturally, he's going to be more aggressive because of the play calls.
Do you have a plan for how much Jamal Charles will play?
Jamal's going to play a lot this week.
Do
I'm not sure how much. A lot.
Would he play next week, Ben?
Probably not. Probably not. It's gonna be Jamal's shot to go do his thing. He knows it. He's ready.
Will practices reflect the decision with Trevor, meaning he'll get more reps? It's game just like regular.
Trevor?
Season. Trevor, yeah.
He's a starter. He goes with the ones. Paxton goes with the twos.
Okay. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you, guys.
All right.